Welcome to my very basic and important respiration training. As with all of my hypnosis sessions, I want your environment to be as erotic and cozy as possible so that you can focus on my voice without any distractions. Therefore, the best case scenario is for you to be in a warm, locked room without any phones or alarms, naked, reclined, and listening to me through headphones. If you can come any closer to that ideal, take a moment to pause the recording and make sure to take care of anything you have overlooked. Good, treasure. I'm so happy to know that you're extremely comfortable for our special playtime. This way, it will be so easy and pleasant for you to just focus on my voice and let everything else fall away. Enjoy the feeling of filling your world with nothing but my voice and your body. And let your body feel heavy and loose as you prepare to release all tension. Sometimes, the best way to completely release is to constrict first. I'm going to tell you to tense up each body part in turn, starting with your feet. When I do, completely tighten the muscles in that part as hard as you can, and then continue to push. Then, when you hear me say, let go, completely release the muscles, feeling them loose and relaxed as though you've just had a deep massage. The muscles will be completely at ease and feel so good that you can relax even deeper into my voice. Let's begin with your feet. Clench all of the muscles in your feet as hard as you can. Feel your toes curl in harder and tighter all through your arches to your heels. Hold for me. Let go. Now releasing fully, leaving the muscles 10 times as relaxed as they were before. Totally loose. Good, treasure. Now move up to your calves. Clench them hard, tight, then tighter, and hold. Let go. Relax deeper into hypnosis, deeper into arousal. Up to your thighs and upper leg muscles. Squeeze harder for me, knowing that the harder you push, the deeper you will fall. Let go. Now very loose, totally relaxed, feeling so good. Your legs tingle and float you into trance. Good treasure. Now up into your pelvic muscles, your hips, your butt, and the group of muscles that give you what little control you have over your cock. Squeezing tightly to please me for just a moment longer. Let go, melting into the relief of surrender. Feel that pleasing, teasing tingle all throughout your very relaxed muscles, along with the tantalizing arousal of hypnosis. And move up to your stomach and your lower back. Tight and hard, push yourself for me, putting all of your resistance into your core, packing all of your strength into a point at your center so that you can obediently let go. Let that loose, sleepy relief drain everything from your lower body, except for the pleasure of following my instructions. Now the rest of your torso, all your chest and upper back, working your shoulders first as far back as you can, then forward, stretching your back completely as you push your chest muscles tightly together. Now let go. So much of your body now limp and easy. And you just want more of that feeling, don't you, treasure? I want you to begin the process in your arms with your hands, tightening up every part of every finger, followed by clenching your forearm muscles and feeling the tightness flow up into your upper arms. Let go. With drooping spent spaghetti arms, vulnerable and open to me. Bear down on your neck and throat now, aware of all of the tension that could be there, causing it and increasing it to a just barely uncomfortable point. And let go, relaxing into relief for just one moment before tightening your jaw, your mouth, your eyes, forehead, even your ears and the top of your scalp. Let go. Your whole body, now so very loose and relaxed, processed and prepared for an even deeper trance. Now, three times, I want you to take a deep breath in, then tighten up your whole body as much as you can. And when I tell you to let go, you will breathe out and relax everything completely, falling 10 times deeper into trance each time. One, breathe in and tighten from your toes to the tip of your head, rigid and straining with the effort, even your lungs working to hold your breath. Let go, deflating like an exhausted balloon, slack and floppy. Two, breathing in again and pushing even harder to make yourself a granite statue of locked muscles, desperate to do even more to please me at this simple task of tension. Let go, falling empty again, so tired. You just want to rest now, but you need to fall 10 times deeper for me first. Three, deeply in, so you can make the greatest effort yet at putting every drop of physical energy you have into tightening every muscle in your feet, your legs, your torso, your arms, and your head. Even the tiniest eyelid muscles clamp down for me, giving me your all. Let go. So tranced out and sleepy now, spent and drained. You can't possibly resist anything in this state. So let go even more now, surrendering fully to my voice, my instructions, my hypnosis. And now, my sweet, turn your attention once again to your breathing, the simple, wonderful ins and outs of your pseudo-sleep. And let these words start running around in your head as I take you beyond breathing into breathing for me. The words to focus on are respiration, inspiration, expiration. Of course, I want you to continue to breathe in and out, even when I'm not giving you specific commands. But I also want you to move past the simple inhale when you fill your lungs while obeying me. I want you to focus on making every part of your existence, including the basic function that continues your life, on being pleasing to me, and to remind you of this, I will often use the term inspire when telling you to take a deep breath in for me. And the matched command, expire, will lead you to let go and become empty and loose at the end of your breath. Expire, a perhaps underused word for breathing out, beautifully and poetically reminding you to let die with every breath the person you were before, only to inspire everything I want you to be. That which is your inspiration is your breath of life, as I am for you, my treasure. And I know how arousing it is to simply expire from me, into me, letting go so deeply into trance. From now on, every time I tell you to inspire, you will make your next deep breath in very sacred, paying close attention to your feelings of adoration for me. And whenever I tell you to expire, you will breathe out into a deeply relaxed and aroused state of trance. Inspire, devoted, loving, obedient, eager, desperate. Expire, surrender, release, sleepy release, letting go. Every time you inspire, you fall farther in love with me and farther into my erotic control. Every time you expire, you fall deeper into trance and become more open and malleable. Good treasure. Keep inspiring and expiring for me. I believe you are now a well-prepared subject, and I would like to draw you into my laboratory of respiration now for a few tests. In the landscape of your mind, I can easily build the set I need around you. So imagine that you are simply laying in the dark for a moment, before the lights start to come up on my laboratory. You are laying comfortably in the center, in my special chair for experimental subjects, which is enclosed by a clear glass bubble. Outside the bubble is my respiration apparatus, connected by a tube to the glass sphere I'm holding you in. With this equipment, I can render any feeling, concept, or form into a sweet, breathable gas that I can administer to you at will by flooding your air and inducing you to breathe deeply. We will begin experiment one by observing your response to pure lust. To heighten the effect, I want you to take your hand and wrap it firmly around your cock. Don't stroke. Simply hold and feel that pressure. Very good, treasure. I'm flooding the chamber with lust now, and I want you to inspire. The smallest breath in begins the crackling desire in your cock and lower abdomen, radiating throughout your body. Expire, releasing into the savage and primal feeling of lust. Inspire, fiery longing to be taken, held, made to please me, as the purest rush of your erotic desires overtakes you. Expire. Doesn't it feel good to know that you can't possibly resist anything I might want for you? When you're so taken with lust. So I want you to go even farther into that feeling now as you once again inspire. You're breaking truly now as waves of desperate need take you beyond conscious thought. Almost impossible to really hear anything I'm saying now. As you are carried away with lust, expire. But I am the source of your lust and all of your arousal, and every word penetrates your mind, whether you know you're hearing me or not. Inspire and squeeze your cock for me now, increasing the gratifying sensation of controlled lust, even more as you fill yourself with lust. Expire. So desperate to push and stroke, but you can't, because I've told you to simply hold, and you know you absolutely must do everything I want you to do. Particularly when you're in a state of intense arousal. For my next experiment, I will be exposing you to an alchemical expression of pure trance. Are you ready to go that deep for me? Is it frightening or exciting to imagine how deep a pure respiration of trance can take you? I'm filling your chamber now, so prepare to sink deeper as you inspire. Total relief, free-floating, blank, drifting, dissolve, dizzy trance. Expire. Nothingness divided by zero is not an error. And can you ever know that you know nothing? Inspire. Kablooey, kablam, you are out. Destroyed, annihilated, and so sleepy, programmable. Expire. Falling helpless into the fact that you spin deeper on both the ins and the outs. Good treasure. So very good and very sleepy. And I'm sure you're still feeling the effects of the lust you were breathing before, aren't you? That's very good. Because I always want you to associate deep trance with pure lust. There is no trance without arousal. And there is no arousal without trance. The more sexual energy you have built up, the more you will crave hypnosis. The more you lust after a deep trance, the deeper you will fall. And the deeper you fall, the more aroused and trainable you are when I hypnotize you. Logically, anything that is trance or arousal must be aroused trance. Just like the obedient and erotic state, you're always in when you hear the sound of my voice. But as intense as that arousal is, for now, go ahead and take your hand off of your cock and let your arm relax. I'm afraid you might not be able to handle any additional stimulation during the next test. I have one more experiment for you, one that I find very exciting and almost a little naughty. I'm going to deliver you an experience that should be reminiscent of both lust and trance. And this time, you will be inhaling a distillation of kasha, filling up your air with me now. It's time to inspire a rush of explosive love filling you, erotic, primal, passionate love, spreading like beaming light to expose your whole body. Expire into the ecstatic, rapturous pleasure of pure love, burning and cleansing. Inspire, this time feeling the wave of kasha crashing directly on your cock, lighting up every nerve while withholding release, putting your cock so fully under my control. Expire and feel the relief and satisfaction you get from surrendering control, devoting yourself to pleasing me. Inspire. As you breathe me in, you can feel the places you have resisted me soften. As I loosen and pull them away, you feel surge after surge of relief that I'm not allowing you to hold anything back from me. Expire. Only deep acceptance of my suggestions will bring you relief from the ache in your cock that compels you to obey me. Wrap your hand around your cock again now, without stroking, as you did earlier. Push that ache ever so gently for me. Very good, treasure. The more aroused you become, the more desperate you become to please me, the deeper you fall into trance. The more you feel control, the more aroused you become. Every time you inspire, you fall farther in love with me and farther into my erotic control. Every time you expire, you fall deeper into trance and become more open and malleable. You will always respond to these commands with thorough submission. Become aroused and obedient to feel me take control of your most basic survival functions. I love the way you have your hand wrapped firmly around your cock for me, restrained from the more aggressive touching that is so tempting right now. I love keeping you aroused for so long. I love the way waiting for release makes you so malleable and obedient. Simply remember that I can control your breath. I can control your cup. I can control everything. Now it's time to start to come up again, bringing all of your training and deep programming with you. In a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 3, followed by the word up. When you hear me say up, you will find yourself completely awake and refreshed, in addition to continuing to feel extremely aroused. 1, preparing to return to your normal conscious state. 2, letting all of my instructions settle in. 3, up.